What's poppin', internet? Welcome to another episode of the Synced Up Podcast, a show where we talk to you about news, games, and sandwich a little fun in between. I'm one of your hosts, Timothy DeRoe, and joining me this week is your boy, Michael Clare. What's up, Mike?
What's up, brother?
You know, we're just out here doing the podcast in this new podcast room. Mm-hmm. People can't tell the difference of what's going on. We said this last week.
Yeah.
I mean, I figured I'd say it again. Maybe if you look closely enough.
What, something's different?
If you focused on the wall texture, you'd be like, oh, it's a little different.
Feels different.
Exactly.
Yeah, my mom didn't know.
She didn't know.
Hey, sorry for the mess up. Didn't realize you didn't post to YouTube.
Yeah, anyone who watched on YouTube, I did post to YouTube. They're just,
what happened?
Something happened on YouTube's back end that like completely failed. I had to delete the video. I couldn't like retry.
Oh, really?
I had to delete the video and then I had to re-upload the video. It's on YouTube now, but it didn't go until Thursday. But I had originally uploaded it. But when I went into the YouTube thing, like check out my videos, it was like, this video failed the process. It didn't get uploaded. Check, you know,
gotcha.
And then I clicked it. I was like, oh, let's edit it. Let's retry it. That way it still says that it was uploaded on that date and still has all the stuff. But no, I was like, you got to delete this video.
Damn.
I was like, damn, this fucking sucks. So anyway, sorry to you guys on YouTube that watch on YouTube. That's what happened. And that's why it was posted on Thursday instead of Monday. And that's on me.
Sound should be fixed.
Yeah, the sound is fixed. We did notice there was some static in the last week's episode. It popped in about on the 4-minute mark. Actually, it was kind of there almost the whole time. But it was really prevalent in certain parts of the podcast. It really depended on what's going on. I don't know if maybe it had to do with if I was touching the cord or not. But there, you could see it fluctuate up and down through the pod. Come to find out, the XLR cable that we had used was
a hunk
of junk. Yeah, so it went kaput. We kind of fucked around with it before we started the pod today. And unplugged, plugged in, a bunch of random things until we figured out, oh, this XLR cable is causing this random buzzing noise that we don't enjoy. But now it's fixed, and Jordan's here as well this time, so he can listen to make sure nothing happens in the middle of the ep. He's playing some Pokemon right now. Shout out to the boy. Yeah, he is playing some Pokemans. Also, his mic is good to go now. We fixed the XLR on that, so people who missed his voice, he's back. Shout out to the people. Jordan?
We're here. Shout out to the people.
All right, Jordan's there. There he is. Shout out to the people.
Echo.
If it becomes echoey whenever your mic just gets turned on in general, I feel like. Today we're going to talk about dates getting confirmed, dates getting delayed.
And?
Other things getting delayed.
Mm-hmm.
Other things getting confirmed.
And canceled.
And people getting fired. But before that, we're going to get into the housekeeping. A little bit of housekeeping for you. If you enjoyed this show, you should consider supporting us on Patreon. Patreon.com/syncedup, where for $1, you can get access to our lovely Discord.
Lovely.
Where we talk a lot in there, actually. Decent amount.
Everything, bro.
All the time.
Constantly. I don't think there's anything like that I discuss publicly that is not ran through the Discord.
Yeah, we always
what
talk
was it
about
today?
Stuff in Discord.
British TV licenses.
Yeah, we found out about in the UK you need to get a TV license to watch TV. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. He went and did a Google.
Yeah, super weird. Weird stuff. But if you want to watch BBC, like, you know, you want to get stuff like Utopia, you got to go do that. Over $5, you get access to our lovely post show of all the shows that we do and many more goodies, all from youtube.com/syncedup podcast and podcasting services around the globe. New episodes of this show specifically go up in all of those feeds Monday, 7 a.m. Central Time Zone gang. The movie podcast was delayed another week. We didn't get around to it last week, but it will be back this week where we watch Inception. I need to watch that today. Also, you can write into the show to syncedupod@gmail.com with the reader mail. You can write in to syncedupod@gmail.com or the reader mail submissions tab of the Discord with any questions, comments, or concerns, and we will read those on the show. I almost went back to new episodes of this specifically.
You're resting.
I'm like, I'm going all over the place. Or you should follow us on Twitter. Not or. You should do that as well. Follow us on Twitter at syncedupod to keep up to date with all of our content from across the big old board.
Board.
Now let's get on into it. Right here.
You got some news, brother.
Got a few news things for you this week. There wasn't a whole lot of news that happened this week. Just a few random tidbits here and there. After enough shit talking on Twitter and people saying that God of War was delayed and not delayed and delayed and not delayed, Sony finally came out and they said, hey, it's coming out. November 9th. Came out. They made a blog post. November 9th. God of War is coming out. Don't worry about it.
Nailed it on the dot. Told you November.
Did you?
Yeah. Said right before Black Friday.
Yeah, makes no sense. And then they released a little trailer for it as well. You can go ahead and go watch that on the interwebs. Mm-hmm. It's a small little snippet, about a minute and a half. Atreus? Yeah, that's right. He sounds a lot older because the actor is obviously a lot older. He's going through puberty now. And he's like more of a teenager. You got to see some of the fighting, some cool stuff there. And it looks like he's playing more of a prevalent role. But didn't really get to see any intense gameplay or any like the worlds or any of that stuff, which sucks. But November 9th, it's coming. There'll probably be a state of play within the next month or two. Then a date that came and then went yesterday? No, it wasn't yesterday. It was a few days ago. It went, it dipped, it's gone, which sucks. Forspoken was supposed to come out soon. It was like August or something.
Yeah, it was one of the few games you were waiting for.
Yeah, it was supposed to come out like really soon, next month, or maybe even this month.
No, and I don't think it was this month.
It was soon. But Forspoken has been delayed to January 24th, 2023, which sucks because I've been looking forward to that game.
I'm tired of front-loading years.
Yeah.
I'm tired of like being, you got 27 games to play at the beginning of the year.
My and brother's calling me. Do I answer it?
Hit him with a hello, Noah. You're on the podcast. How can I help you?
What's popping, Noah? You're on the Synced Up podcast. What do you need? Oh, okay. He'll call back later.
All right. Love you.
Oh, you just want to talk shit on some guy at work?
Hell yeah.
Hey, just do it real quick live to the people. Don't name anybody, though.
Yeah.
Real convenient.
No name. No name.
Okay. Real convenient that the guy who was pushing me not to work 11 to 7 so I could work the entire 2 to 10 called in today.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, screw that guy.
The only manager on shift, baby.
Okay, yeah. And fuck the guy that ate your pizza yesterday as well.
Yeah. We hate that guy.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. All right, that's it for you. That's my brother, everyone. That's my brother. Shout out to him.
Appreciate the call in. You can call in too. Just call 405.
No, sir. Do not put that out there. Anyway, more news stories for you. Forspoken. Actually, I watched a video today about movement in games by Rasputin. He makes good ass videos. And he talked about how walking is boring in games and about how video games do things to make walking not boring.
Yeah.
And one of the things he was talking about is, you know that thing, that classic thing I always talk about?
Where you're like, keep me the same speed, but make me slower, but give me the ability to run.
The button to make me the speed that I currently am.
Yeah.
And he talks about that in the video, and he's talking about, you know, movement in games and how it really, really matters. Go check out that video if you haven't watched it. It's really, really good. But movement is one of the things I'm looking forward to the most.
I agree with you so heartily. So I've been playing Save the World on Fortnite because it was free with whatever their monthly bundle was.
The crew.
And I had the crew subscription still left over. So I got that, got Save the World, been playing it. And they just, I guess since a lot more people are playing Save the World because it was free, they updated it to have all the movement from the BR.
Yeah.
Because it used to just be no sprint, no mantling, no crouching. And playing it felt so bad. I was enjoying it for other reasons. But they just added that. And it's crazy how much better games feel when you can just move better. You can mantle, you can jump, double jump. You can sprint and slide.
Felt that way a long time where... could keep me slow as fuck. Just give me a button that makes me go this
fast. I don't care what the game is, bro. Yeah, you just need some way to be able to move faster. Like, it doesn't have to be sprinting. Like, Psychonauts had that thing where you could ride on the ball and get a little momentum with that.
Yep.
That feels better than just walking. So, yeah. I agree with you.
As long as you have something that can give you various different speeds, walking, not as boring in games. Mm-hmm.
Even
not
if it's just jumping. Like, even... like thinking like Minecraft, obviously you have sprinting, but for some reason sprinting and jumping just feels better.
A little extra better. Mm-hmm. Speaking of extra better, actually, extra. There's no segue here. Rockstar is focusing on GTA 6. I'm writing news stories for these because they're all kind of just small things.
Yeah.
Rockstar came out and made a blog post talking about how they are focusing on Grand Theft Auto 6 instead of remastering and remakes after the reception of the last one.
I remember specifically said the Red Dead remake is just being pushed to the back burner until GTA 6 comes out.
And there was a GTA 4 remake as well.
Which I think is cool.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm asking for a GTA 4 remake before GTA 6.
Nope.
So.
Nope.
Do you think the cash cow of GTA 5 is finally starting to go dry?
No, it won't go dry. Here's what they're going to do. It's going to be GTA 6, and then it's going to be also GTA just GTA Online.
2.0.
Not even, it's just going to be an update to the old one.
That's what I'm saying, 2.0.
Both clients are going to get you in the same game.
Yeah,
100%. Mm. They're not dropping that bad boy.
So you think GTA 5 players are going to be playing with GTA 6 players?
Yeah, I think so. In GTA Online, yes. I think GTA
I'm curious 6, how they're going to get you to get GTA 6, though, besides just the story.
I think it'll just look insane, and there'll be a bunch of crazy shit that you can do, and then also you'll have GTA Online, which you already know and love.
Maybe.
Because remember, GTA 5 didn't have GTA Online. It came out a year later.
What they do is they make a second map. Like, you can play on both maps.
Yeah.
They let you be able to play GTA Online on the new map, and you can only do that if you get GTA 6.
N6? Yeah. Maybe get some little added.
Because they got to get you some way to
They'll do something, man.
Yeah.
They'll do something. Moving on from Rockstar and your boys over at PlayStation, Ubisoft did a couple of things this week. They announced that there's going to be a Ubisoft Forward on September 10th. Feels a little late in the game, especially because Ubisoft is having a lax-ass, whack-ass year, to be completely honest.
Dude, what are they doing, man?
You look at the things that have come out this year. There's really nothing. You have Extraction that came out this year that kind of came and went in days.
Yeah.
And nobody really talked about. You have, of course, Mario and Rabbids that is coming out. But, you know, that's kind of a weird thing.
That's more connection with Nintendo.
Exactly, yeah. And then, of course, you have Skull and Bones, which they announced here recently, that was coming back, and it's actually coming out this year. It looks really, really fucking mid, and it comes out in November. This game doesn't look
good. Hey, hopefully it's good. I have no... My expectations are zero for this. I'm not going
to
get it.
It really just... I don't know. It looks like they wanted to make a pirate game. They seen... What's it called? Sea of Thieves come out and do some things. And they were too deep into their one pirate. Because, you know, it's been like 5 years since we've seen fucking Skull and Bones.
Yeah.
And they try to like repurpose it into something else. It's like a multiplayer pirate game. But you're still just the ship. And you like... It showed them like doing survival type elements where they need to get materials and stuff, but you were mining trees on islands, but as the ship, like from the ship.
Oh, that's so weird.
So you're like in the ship, camera at the helm, and you aim over to the trees, and then you like tap a button.
Hear me out. Is there base building?
I don't know.
That's all I want. I want to be able to base build on an island.
You can't get off the ship. You're just
which is so terrible. I want to base build on an island and use my pirating experience to get resources and stuff to make my base better.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Build an island. Because you can make a really cool pirate game that would just be better than. Or not better, but different than Sea of Thieves. It would fit a different niche than Sea of Thieves does. But this does not seem to be that.
It's crazy how Sea of Thieves, in my head, is like... I think it's a cool game, but I don't think it's an amazing game.
Yeah.
Like, I feel... It's crazy to me that, like, that's the best pirate game, and we don't have something that's like...
Yeah, Black Flag, but that's old.
Yeah. Like, I feel like there could be, like... There's a spot for it, and somebody just needs to fill it.
I most definitely agree. And then, of course, on September 10th, you're getting this Ubisoft Forward. We'll get to see what they got coming.
Hopefully, I want to see the Assassin's Creed, what is it, Infinite?
They've changed the name. It used to be Assassin's Creed Infinite, and now it's Assassin's Creed something. It's one of those one letter.
I want something on that. I want to know more about what's going on there.
Platform for Assassin's Creed going forward is. Yeah. Is there going to be DLC? Is there going to be a different type of Assassin's Creed game announced? Are we going to see anything? Who fucking knows what Ubisoft got in the tank? Because they released things. You know, X Defiant was supposed to come out, and that kind of like fell to the wayside. Yeah. They had that mobile weird ass game that nobody talked about. They dropped Hyperscape, which came and went fast and didn't make a splash. Yep. Ubisoft has been making games, and none of them have had any staying power or made any sort of splash. It's kind of insane. And even their normal things like Far Cry 6 came out and kind of didn't do what Far Cry normally does. Right? People have become tired of. Like, you see all the memes of, like, if Elden Ring was made by Ubisoft, right? And just crazy shit like that where you're like, yeah, Ubisoft has this very specific formula, and maybe people are getting tired of it, you know? Yeah. Maybe they need to switch some stuff up. And, of course, you got the classic thing where, you know, everyone, all the Ubisoft games have that shop pop up and want you to buy stuff, and it's, like, a whole thing connected to their whole network, and I'm getting tired of it.
I don't know. The only thing I really feel any connection to with Ubisoft still is the Assassin's Creed franchise.
Yeah.
And I just feel like everything else, they've just tried to, like... I don't know. I've lost love with Rainbow Six. Far Cry, I don't like anymore. I don't know, dude. They gotta...
Just tired
get of it. Get a fresh IP that's, like, good.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Gotta do something. It's disappointing. Gotta do something. And staying on that disappointing train, GameStop fires Game Informer staff. They fired a bunch more people over at Game Informer. I believe three people, which doesn't sound like a bunch, but that's a good chunk of the Game Informer staff now at this point. Two editors and one of the people on the behind-the-scenes side that worked in production who's been working at Game Informer for 14 years.
Damn.
They axed them because GameStop wants to invest in the blockchain and NFTs, my guy.
GameStop.
How's that make you feel, bro?
It's stupid. It's so dumb. I don't know how GameStop isn't more profitable. Because I feel like I go into a GameStop, there's only ever one employee.
Yep.
And usually there's people buying stuff.
I don't know, man. I rarely see anybody in there. There's like one or two guys in there. They're kind of just like, they're not buying games.
Well, there's obviously they sell more like collectible stuff now.
Yeah, when you go into a GameStop, it's like filled with like mall kiosks.
But it's always people buying consoles.
Yeah, they got people like, buy consoles.
We went to go get Pokemon cards the other day. And the guy in front of us bought a PS5.
Yep.
The other guy behind us bought some collectible stuff. So I feel like they get sales.
Yeah.
And you only need one person really in that building.
Yeah.
So I don't know how GameStop isn't at least more profitable.
Who fucking knows? But Game Informer continues to get axed in the wake of all this GameStop bullshit, which sucks because, you know, as someone who listens to the Game Informer podcast and I keep up to date with some of those guys, is like articles and things and what they're doing on Twitch and all that, they really feel like a different entity. And that they went on kind of funny and they talked about getting axed, obviously.
Well, if they would ever separate, they can't. It's hard for them to separate from their parent company.
Yeah, no,
right?
They can't.
But I don't know.
It's just impossible. And yeah, so they went on kind of funny and they talked about it that, you know, you forget that there's this big corporate conglomerate above you.
Yeah.
And those guys were like, it's not something, you know, GameStop, because Blessing asked them, you know, like your day-to-day interactions with GameStop, what you think about GameStop. And they're like, it's something you just forget about.
You're not even really connected to them.
Until, boom, here comes some things. And they said they kind of seen it coming because people have been leaving Game Informer. And those positions haven't been getting refilled back.
And it's got to be a blessing and a curse, right? Because, like, I watched a video about Smosh and, like, their downfall and how they got bought by a huge internet conglomerate.
Yeah.
And it was great because it gave them so many more resources to use. But it also was terrible because, yeah, you're restricted it's and all of a sudden you're not making all the choices when it comes to your people and stuff like that.
Exactly.
So I don't know, man. It sucks. But most of those people are so talented, they'll be able to find other stuff to do.
Yeah, 100%.
It just sucks because you like that. You like the team behind Game Informer. So.
Yeah, exactly. That's it for the news this week. Nothing really crazy happened, but
yeah, I don't think so.
There'll probably be some news stories next week. Who knows? It's the summer months, man. It's the summer months. You don't really get a lot.
Oh, bro. E3 and Summer Games Fest. Same, both in person, same week.
Yeah, E3 also said they're partnering with somebody. I can't remember.
Well, wasn't it? What do you mean?
They were partnering with a company to do something.
To what? For the in-person event?
For just E3. E3 partnering.
I wanted to watch a video. Like there was a video.
Not
like,
2024.
It was Reggie giving his thoughts on it, and I wanted to watch it, and I forgot about it until...
Partners for PAX. For
oh, E3, yeah. They partnered. Yeah. So, the team, the conglomerate above Penny Arcade.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Because it's a business that helps. It's not Penny Arcade. It's Reed Pop. Yeah.
Yeah, Reed Pop.
It helps and they help them stuff. Do like all kinds of conventions. So if that's the case, cool.
Are you sure it's the same week?
Yeah, somebody said it's the same.
Because this article says, in spite of this major announcement, the ESA didn't mention when the event will be, nor the publishers that would be presenting at the event.
How old is that?
Did you get bamboozled? It's completely possible that the ESA has not yet started selling both slots for the event, booth slots, or it is also possible that major publishers have already decided to pass on this event. But I'm not seeing. This is from clutchpoints.com.
How old is that?
That's 3 days.
Okay, well, this says 3 days ago.
Second week of June.
The game is scheduled to return on the second week of June.
And that's from Forbes? Or that's from Variety? Yeah, that's much more reputable than clutchpoints.com, I think.
Yeah. So second week of June. And I think that's the same.
Yeah.
Let me. Summer
Repop,
Game Fest.
Repop.
Not SGD. SGF.
Polygon. Repop. E3. E3 take place during the second week of June. This is Polygon as well. So yeah, second week of June. Yeah. Companies probably aren't going to buy it, I don't think, bro. Let's be honest.
I'm interested to see if E3 is just going to bow out again. But, like,
don't talk
taking
about
the LA Convention Center, that's such a much – that's a much bigger buy-in than, like, promising a digital event.
Don't talk to me about PAX unless we're talking about PAX South coming back.
You want to go.
I don't care about in-person events unless they're PAX South.
It's put on by ReedPop.
Yeah, but it's far away and more expensive.
Yeah, it's in LA, dude. That is so much money.
Far away and more expensive.
I would love to go. Why can't people just do stuff in Austin, Texas?
Yeah, because there's nobody. Dallas. There's nobody out here, man.
There's lots of people,
but not in comparison.
It's the people you want to be at the event aren't there.
Exactly.
Your vendors.
Exactly. Now it's time for This Week in Gaming, the section of the podcast where we talk about the historical releases in this
you
week
guessed
in gaming.
It.
Who
this
guessed
week.
It? We did.
I think.
Of course, it's more relaxed.
The
man.
Viewer guessed it.
Yeah, they probably did.
They're smart people.
The summer months, man, they don't release any games. July 11th, nothing. July 12th, Mario Luigi Dream Team in 2013. Song of the Deep in 2016. Song of the Deep, pretty good. Like that game. Indie game. I think it's free on PlayStation. Go try it. July 13th, Captain Toad Treasure Tracker in 2018. July 14th, The Vanishing of Ethan Carter in 2015. A really good walking simulator. Love that game. Mm-hmm. July 15th, Adrift in 2016. Which is a good indie game that I loved a lot. And then RimWorld in 2016. One of those really good PC games where you like, it's like a survival top down. You're moving your Sims kind of thing. I really love it. July 16th, your boy Dokken dropped in 2015.
Dragon Ball Z Dokken Battle, 7th anniversary going on. I almost re-downloaded. Told myself no.
Yeah, okay.
I'm proud of myself.
Good job. And then in 2021, on that day, Skyward Sword HD was released. And then July 17th, you have Ghost of Tsushima in 2020 and Paper Mario Origami King in 2020 as well. So, you know.
Damn.
You really don't see like you see like nothing games,
yeah,
and then real hitters are all in the most recent years because people started releasing games,
yeah, because it games doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah,
everybody's got money, day. Everybody's got access.
I can't remember. I seen like a ad that was like, watch season 2 of this show, and I can't remember what the show was. And I was like, this show looks cool. I have not heard of season 1, and I clicked it, and it was like, oh, this show has like a 99 on Rotten Tomatoes, has like a fucking 9 on IMDb. Looks really good. And I was like, how did I miss this? And then I was just sitting there thinking about it, and I was like, man. There's just so much content and so many people on the planet now compared to 10 years ago that even though we're like in, like really fucking in, we still miss just whole chunks of stuff that comes out. Like there's, you can create something that doesn't blow up crazy and a good chunk of the world will never hear of it and you'll still be extremely successful. And that's what I was just thinking about when I seen that show. I was like, man, this show looks good and somehow it just completely passed me by.
That's why
there's this huge
we live in a thing now where like anybody can make anything and there will always be an audience where like 20 years ago, 30, 40
not
years
even.
Ago. What do you mean not even?
Even in like 2010, bro, it felt like you were able to keep up with all the shits that was happening.
Well, and we definitely weren't, though.
I know, but if it felt like
it. Yeah, but I'm talking like, yeah, I think you're right, even 10 years ago. Because, like, there's a whole show about how hard it was to get The Godfather made.
Yeah.
Because everybody was worried it wouldn't do well.
Exactly.
Which you look back now, and it's like, obviously, like, yeah, yeah, people are going to love that.
It's The Godfather, yeah.
But you had such a, your audience had to be everybody.
Yeah.
Back
and
then.
Yeah. And there was
now you can make anything.
And you'll carve yourself out a niche. Exactly. Yeah. And so it kind of just blew my mind that, like, damn, there's this whole show that is, like, super successful, that's making a bunch of money, that has these really good ratings, mm-hmm. and it's already on season 2, and I've never heard of it.
Yep.
It's, like, kind of nuts. Anyway, a little bit of a tangent there for you.
It's so hard to keep up with television.
Now that it's time for the what you've been playing section. I played a lot of bullshit this week. I downloaded and played the Alice in Wonderland games on Xbox.
So did you immediately do that?
American McGee's Alice. Played that for about 10 minutes. Was like, old game is old. Deleted. Nice. Then I switched to Alice Madness Returns. Not as old game as old,
mm-hmm.
but still just not that great.
Yeah.
Yeeted that.
Could have told you.
Yeah. Deleted those immediately. Then Space Lines from the Far Out. You and I played.
That was fun.
Little fun, little overcooked space style game.
Yeah, kind of
diner dash.
Running around. I feel like the game's, what's the difficulty curve?
Yeah.
Spikes.
Yeah, because you're like, easy, easy, easy. Now we're dead.
Yeah.
like
I feel like it was a struggle to get not even a quarter into the first like main mission, I would say.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, this is impossible. Like, it should take me maybe 2 tries. That thing was actually impossible.
Yep. We had a fun time though playing that with Chance, little multiplayer game. Would have been easier with the fourth person. But that being said, I feel like in the early game, the fourth person really would not be doing anything. There's not enough to do in like those first 3.
You could put somebody on the,
because I feel like even with me and Chance, there was a lot of times where I was like, I'm just kind of standing here. And then Chance is kind of just standing there.
I feel like the biggest thing we ran into was nobody was assigned to like docking.
Yeah.
Docking the ship. I feel like that was the thing that we needed the most. Cause I'd have to shout out like, hey, yeah, somebody go do the docking. And you two would like, one of you would usually do it. But there was times where like both of you were like, oh, the other person will probably do it. And I could tell, I was like, oh damn, I gotta go down there and try and do this.
But the thing is, even with that, you're not always docking. So there's a good chunk of those missions where the person who'd be dedicated to the power and to the communicator would just be standing there.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Which is probably good.
Okay. Yeah. But it was a fun little time playing that.
Yeah, it's a good game. I recommend. Free on Game Pass.
Noah bought and we started playing Rivals of Aether on the Switch. That has been a hell of a time. Of course, getting to play all the new characters, Shovel Knight, Ori, the whole gang.
Oh, yeah. I forget they're all in there.
They're all in there now. That game's a fun game, man. Very, very enjoyable.
I like it a lot. I want to play it.
Yeah, we can play it after this. It's really good. Then, of course, I started my Nuzlocke on Pokemon Fire Red.
Yeah.
I am currently on the way to Misty.
You in Mount Moon?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm on the route fighting the trainers. I'm being very careful. My dudes get the half health and I'm yeeting back.
Are you doing a level cap?
No.
Okay.
I haven't passed. I never passed a level of Brock, but that's not something I'm like actively thinking about.
Yeah. Because I feel like the game is easy if you're like grinding heavy and you're like 10 levels above the gym.
Even
like it's stupid easy.
It just feels like, because of the way I play, I don't even think I would be able to overlevel the gyms because I get very bored just running around in the grass.
Yeah.
And so right now I'm hitting on the trainers and I'm trying to do good of like, okay, this guy's level 4 and these trainers are throwing out level 10s. So I'm just going to put him in the active and I'm going to swap him immediately so he can get some XP until I get XP share or whatever. Is that in that game?
Yeah, you get the XP share, but it's not like, oh, it is a new game. Yeah, you have to put it on one Pokemon.
Yeah, that's what I remember that. But yeah, I've been doing that. So like, I have a Pokemon that's like level 4. Like, I caught the Mankey at level 3. And obviously, I can't have him be fighting anything.
Yeah, you have to do the switch out.
And so I don't want to run around on the grass in the old area.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm just still fighting the trainers, but I'll start with Mankey and then immediately swap him out.
Have you already got your encounter for that route?
No.
Okay, hear me out. At the end of the route, maybe it's not. Maybe it's a different route.
I can still.
Yeah. There's a Pokemon Center right before Mount Moon. You can buy a Magikarp in there.
You can buy a Magikarp. That's pretty good. Does that count as the encounter?
Yeah, because it'll say encountered on route whatever.
Okay.
So a little pro tip right there.
Can I get Gyarados?
Yeah, Gyarados is broken.
Yeah, I'll have to get that.
That's a good mon.
I have to do that.
So are you enjoying the Nuzlocke?
I have to enjoy the avoid the grass. Yeah, I'm liking it. It's adding a little bit more. Like, it feels more impactful because I'm liking like my Pidgey almost got, like when I said that chances, because I named the Pidgey after Chance, I was like, he almost got clipped because I realized that like, oh, this Pidgey, if he crits, I'm dead.
Yeah, if you get crit, it's not like, man, next.
Because I was like passively, like, I was like watching like Josh Dryface and I was just like tapping A because I was just trying to kill the Pidgey. It was like a wild Pidgey and I was just using Gust. Then I look over and I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, like, all of a sudden it sand attacked you a few times. You can't kill it. You can't run.
Exactly. And so that got a little bit scary. But it's been a lot more fun. And I think I might try to do Scarlet and Violet off the jump like that. Mm-hmm. I just don't know because it's all open world and we haven't seen
it. It is harder to do the rules for that.
Yeah. because we don't know if it's going to be like specific
routes. Because they figured out how to do it for the wild area in Sword and Shield.
Yeah.
Because it technically is a different area. Like, you'll walk around and they'll say you've entered like the Whispering Willows.
Yeah.
And like, you can catch a Pokemon there and it'll say caught in the Whispering Willows.
And it's not as difficult though, because it's not random. You know, you can see the Pokemon.
So yeah. Like, just what he would do is he would close his eyes and then just kind of walk around until he heard the battle sound. He's like, oh, I encountered something.
That's funny.
And there is grass. You can walk in the grass in Sword and Shield. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I want to do it too. But the thing is, I like to use all new Pokemon.
I like to do that as well.
Every time I play. So if I don't want to like...
I might use all new Pokemon and just stick with the if they get knocked out, they die rule.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Might do something like that.
Like, you can choose the Pokemon from each route.
Yeah.
And that just, way. But keep the Nuzlocke rules.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, might do that. And then, of course, we played a little bit of DNF Duel because, of course, Lucas got us on
the train. Yeah, shout out Lucas. He been begging
for us to play it.
You bought it.
I bought it. And
it's fun.
It. It's a fun game.
Yeah, it's Arc System. It's not very complicated. I feel like if I sit there for like 30 minutes to an hour and actually learn the moves for a character, I'd be tight.
If we both went into like the tutorial mode to learn the specific moves, like, this circle, like all that stuff. Because sometimes I feel like I'm just going to hit down circle because I think it's going to do what I want it to do.
Yeah.
And because I don't really know which moves do what.
Yeah.
But if we, because there's no like parity. Like in Smash, there's parity. Like a side B is going to be like some sort of move most of the time. It's going to send you this way. It's going to do a certain thing. Up B is going to be a specific thing.
Down B is usually a counter or shield.
Yeah, it doesn't really feel that way in this. So, but if we went into like the training mode and just fucked around for like 10 minutes, I feel like we'd both be pretty saucy. Because you don't have to worry about the crazy like diagonal input or downright circle input.
Yeah, it's not like you have to sit there and learn how to use a move, because I hate that. I hate having to learn how to use a move and then also learn how to use it in a combo.
Exactly.
I can instantly learn a move and then I can spend the time just learning how to put it in the combo.
Realize where it can go in the combo because of where it's hitting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's all I played.
That's pretty much all I played too. I mean, I've been playing Fortnite, Save the World, talked about that a little bit. I've been playing Fall Guys. Yeah, did you just hit a nap? To talk about Fall Guys.
Oh, you're falling?
No, okay.
Falling?
Yeah, we've been playing Fall Guys. It's fun. Yeah. It's good. There's new game mode. There's like some challenges, Abstergo challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Assassin's Creed, you know?
Yeah.
They just be constantly crossing over there.
Yeah.
It's good. I like Fall Guys.
I like Fall Guys a lot.
And then, did I already talk about Dicey Dungeon last week?
You didn't, no.
I didn't?
No.
Okay. Downloaded Dicey Dungeon. Tried it at PAX. It's really fun. I've pretty much tried, like, you get to choose what class you want to be.
Yeah.
And the difficulty, like, it goes up each class, and I've played all of them. And it's crazy, the mechanics, when you get into the higher difficulty things.
Yeah.
You're, like, combining dice, subtracting them. You're stealing moves from people. You're it's so crazy. I think Dicey Dungeon is a really fun game to play. Just for the combat system's fun. And it's not hard to get into. Mm-hmm. You're thrown right into the game. And then from then you're just like changing your classes and stuff using different moves. I recommend it. It's fun. It's on Game Pass.
I liked what I played at PAX of it. Now it's time for Reader Mail. You can write into syncthepod@gmail.com or the Reader Mail submissions tab of the Discord with any questions, comments, or concerns. We'll read those on the show just like Fielding did. On a scale with No Man's Sky on one end and Mass Effect on the other, where on that scale would your perfect space game be? And I know it's a boring answer, but like right in the middle. I think No Man's Sky is a little too survivally, and I think Mass Effect's way too deep in the shits with the lore. So you put me right in the middle. I think I'm good. And I think that's probably where Starfield's gonna be.
I'm trying to think of what my favorite space game is.
No Man's Sky. You got No Man's Sky. You got Mass Effect. You got Prey. You got Battlefront, Star Wars Battlefront games, Rogue
Squadron. Okay, well, Star Wars games feel kind of cheaty.
Jedi Fallen Order.
That's more sci-fi.
Space fantasy.
I think I agree with you. Somewhere right in the middle. I like the resource management. And I like the storytelling. Just give me a good blend of both. I don't really want one heavy on the other.
Yeah.
Because I agree with you. Mass Effect's a little too deep for me. And No Man's Sky is a little too
deep on the side.
Just grinding resources.
Yeah.
So I agree. Right in the middle.
Right in the middle, Mike.
Hopefully that's where Starfield.
Spencer writes in. Steve got some motherfucking extendos for arms by reaching all them blocks of wood.
Yes.
What other instances of outlandish physics in video games can you think of? Like every game, man.
Yeah.
It's like in every game.
Kingdom Hearts, Sora having 17 jumps.
Yeah, 17 jumps. And you know, it's written off by magic. You know, like in Assassin's Creed, when you're playing Odyssey and you could just jump off a mountain. It's fucking.
You know, now that I think about it, any game with the aerial combo.
Yeah.
Just makes no sense.
Bicycle kicks and
shit. It's like I could see you jump and maybe you get one punch. That's it.
You might be able to do three bicycle kicks. One, two, three, real quick. Like boom,
maybe.
Boom.
Maybe.
It wouldn't be very strong, but boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
But like 20 of them hoes?
Yeah, no. Anytime you hit somebody more than twice, down, I'm tripping, bro. That's not real life.
Drop kicks? Them shits hurt, bro. Drop kicks are a risk. They're never beneficial.
You want to do it, though. You want to do it just once.
You want to drop kick. They're only beneficial when you're drop kicking unsuspecting people.
Yeah.
But if you're facing someone and you go for a drop kick.
That's easy. Like
they land on their back. Bam. Yeah. And you go, exactly.
Outlandish physics. What's a physic? A gravity?
Something about gravity?
I don't know.
What's a physic? What's a physic? That's funny. That's it for this episode.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for watching or listening. Hopefully there's no crackling. I don't think Jordan heard any. He hasn't said nothing. And we fixed it beforehand, so that's very, very nice. And it will be uploaded on YouTube this time. I will make sure of it. I think it's quite possible that I don't think I shut the computer off.
That's what I thought it was, that you just shut the computer off like before instinctually.
So that could have happened, but I don't think I did that. I don't remember. So that might have happened, but it will be good this time.
Gucci.
Best believe. Get access to the post show that we're about to do, where we're currently doing something that Jordan's going to be excited about. And we're going to do that here in a couple of minutes if you support us at the $5 tier at patreon.com/syncedup. And if you don't, we'll see you guys tomorrow when we rank Inception.
Goodbye. And we talk about Thor.
Oh, yeah. We do talk about Thor and Ms. Marvel and what we think the finale is going to be and what that is. No indications of what's going on.
I got no things to say right
now. No things to say. So thank you guys for supporting us. Thank you guys for supporting us at the $5 tier to see this Patreon thing that's happening post-show. And if you don't, thank you anyway. That's okay. And we'll see you guys tomorrow or next week.
Bye.
Bye.